Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 1,000 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatam wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah. وَعَلَىٰ آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to learn ilm al-deen. Our today's topic is to give guidance towards goodness. In other words, if you guide someone towards an act of piety, a virtuous act, then there is a great reward for you. There's a beautiful hadith mubarakah we will discuss that Hazrat Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that a young man from the tribe of Aslam came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and submitted, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I intend to participate in jihad, but I do not have necessary equipments to go for jihad. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, you should go to so and so person. He did prepare goods for jihad, but he fell ill. That young man came to this person and he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving you his salam. Further, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that you should give me those goods which you prepared for jihad. This person said to his wife immediately, he said, oh, so-and-so, means that he addressed her with her name. Give this man the goods which I prepared for jihad. And do not keep anything behind, means give everything. I take oath by the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you have kept behind anything from that, you will not attain barakah, you will not attain blessings. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, from this hadith mubarakah we learn that Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in used to be very quick in following the orders of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because as soon as this young Sahabi reached the house of other Sahabi who was ill, and he told him his purpose of coming, so the second Sahabi told his wife immediately that give him all the goods which I have prepared for jihad. Hazrat Allama Muhammad bin Allan Shafi'i alayhi rahmatullah al-qawi, he says, this person was very quick and in haste. He told his wife that transportation and goods that are required for traveling, goods that are required for jihad, and all other things which a traveler needs, please give him all of that. And do not keep anything with you from those goods. I swear by the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, if you keep anything behind from those goods, then Allah will not give you barakah. But if you give everything from those goods, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide you barakah and blessings. Because if you do not give everything, then you are interfering in the haq, in the right of the true owner of those goods. And husband is the owner, not the wife, in this situation. Because in this case, the husband has ordered his wife to give everything, because that was the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you turn against this commandment and you did not give everything to him, and some things you kept behind, so there will be no barakah for you in that. From this hadith mubarakah, we learn that Rasul Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam guided this Sahabi towards the path of goodness, who was prepared to participate in jihad. But he was unable to go because he did not have required goods or the equipments. But the other person was prepared to go, but unfortunately he fell ill and he was unable to go. So in this situation, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam guided this young Sahabi towards goodness, towards neki. So from here we understand that this is the way of our beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam to guide people towards the path of goodness and help them and show them where there is an opportunity to earn thawab. Allama Abu Zakariya Yahya bin Sharaf Nawawi alayhi rahmatullah al-qawi writes in Sharh Muslim that in this hadith, the virtues of guiding towards path of goodness is mentioned. And also it is mentioned here that when someone intends to use his wealth for some good purpose, and because of some reasons or excuse he is unable to do that, he is unable to spend that wealth on that particular purpose, So it is mustahab for him, it is recommended for him that he should spend that wealth in some other virtuous act, providing that he did not take vow for that, he did not take mannat or nazar for that. Because if mannat was taken, then he has to wait till the excuse is gone and then he spends in that particular purpose. Because if person takes mannat that I will do this or that, or I'll spend my money here and there, then it has to be spent on that particular purpose. Hazrat Sayyidina Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala says, those who guide people in the path of goodness, they give rahnumai in the path of goodness, they will be called on the day of judgment and it would be said to them that you should answer to your Lord regarding your deeds. And then that person is presented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will meet that person without any curtain in between. And he would be given the news of Jannah, the paradise. And then he will be shown the status of those people who cooperated with him, who helped him in the path of goodness in Neki. And he will be told, this is the place of so-and-so and this is the place of so-and-so. And then he will see the rewards which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for them. And he will see his own status higher than others. And then he will be given a dress from Jannat to wear. He will be given crown to wear. His face would be shining like silver. And every jama'at, every group who would see him will say, O Allah, include him amongst our group. He will keep on moving forward till he will meet all those who cooperated with him in good work, in good deeds. And he will say to them, O so and so, congratulations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared reward for you in paradise. He will be giving them the good news of Jannah and the in'am and the favors and the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which are kept ready for them in paradise. And after hearing this, their faces would also start shining. And there will be light, noor on their faces. And people in the field of mahshar will recognize them by the light of their faces. Dearest viewers of Madni Channel, Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Ajma'een, they would always rush to fulfill the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would not neglect, they would not become careless when any order came from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would do ittiba, even if they saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing something, an order was not given to them, they would start doing that. Like in the case of Soma Visal, fasting continuously without sahari, without iftari. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to keep this kind of special fast, which is called سوم وصال، رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم ڈڈ ناٹ گیو آرڈر ٹو صحابہ اکرام ٹو ڈو دا سیم، بٹ دے سو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم ڈوئنگ دیٹ اینڈ دے اسٹارٹڈ ڈوئنگ ایز ویل، بٹ دین آفٹر فیو ڈیز دے ور سائنز آف ویکنس اپون دیئر باڈیز بیکاز دے ناٹ ایٹنگ دے ناٹ ڈرنکنگ. سو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم آس دم وٹ از گوئنگ آن ود یو پیپل، سو دے سیڈ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وی سو یو فاسٹنگ وداؤٹ سحری افطاری، سو وی اسٹارٹڈ ڈوئنگ دا سیم. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم ریپلائیڈ ٹو دیم that I spend my nights with my Lord and He gives me to eat and He gives me to drink. And then very famous sentence, historical sentence was said to them, لَسْتُ كَأَحَدٍ مِّنْكُمْ I'm not like any of you, I'm special. So therefore, ulama ikram have said that nobody is like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nobody can be compared with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So sahaba ikram were always hasty to follow the commandments of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another beautiful quality which sahaba ikram had and it is missing in many of us these days, and that was that they were greedy to do the good deeds. Any opportunity came, they would grab it, they will run towards it, they will try their level best to perform that act of goodness and perform that duty. And this is the reason that this Sahabi Rasul, he did not have goods to go and participate in jihad. But he came and he presented his niyat, his intention in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, he said, Ya Rasulullah, that's all I have. My desire, my niyat, my intention is there, Ya Rasulullah. I don't have goods, I don't have transportation, I don't have conveyance. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam helped him. But the point is that, like all other Sahaba, this Sahabi was also greedy to perform the good deeds. We learn from this discourse, as it is sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to perform good deeds, similarly it is sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to guide people towards the path of goodness. So therefore neki ki daawat, inviting people towards the path of goodness, is a beautiful sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and stopping people from evil. Alhamdulillah, in this age and time, the mahal, the environment of Dawat Islami prepares you to act upon this sunnah. Millions of people are benefiting and reviving this sunnah and many other sunnahs. People are giving guidance to others towards the path of goodness, towards the path of Islam, towards the path of Sunnah, towards the path of Salat and Saum. So wherever in the world you are, join Dawat Islami. Be part of Dawat Islami. Get involved in the activities of Dawat Islami. And we learn from this discourse that if anyone has prepared himself to do some good work, good deed. But due to some excuse or some difficulty, he could not complete it. So it is better for him that he should guide someone else towards that goodness, towards that act of piety, and cooperate with him, help him, assist him. So he will also get sawab similar to the sawab of that person who performed the good deed. Like in this case, which is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah, that one sahabi intended and prepared himself for jihad, but he was unable to do it. But then he helped another sahabi. So even though he could not go to partake in jihad, but he got the thawab of jihad sitting at home, because he guided and helped and cooperated with someone towards the same purpose that he was preparing himself. And we learn from this Hadith Mubarakah and from this discourse that those who do the good deeds and those who cooperate with each other to perform good deeds, they help each other, they strengthen each other, they support each other to do the good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for them great rewards in the hereafter. This life is temporary. This life is going to perish very soon. This whole world is going to be destroyed very soon. And the house, the place which is permanent, which is everlasting, that is the Akhirah. So if we do not do good deeds to do preparation for the hereafter, then indeed we are deceived by the deception of this dunya and shaitan and nafs. Lucky are those people, fortunate are those people who realize this reality and they work hard to do the preparation of Akhirah. Again, I would say, the best environment for this purpose is Dawat-e-Islami, where you will find many people, you will find company of those people who are very worried about the hereafter, they think about the hereafter, they work towards the betterment of hereafter, they would inspire you, they would teach you, they will educate you. And many got inspiration from other colleagues, from other brothers, and they reformed. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to perform good deeds. May Allah give us tawfiq to spread good deeds. And may Allah give us tawfiq that we can motivate others towards the path of goodness. We can guide other people towards the virtuous deeds, towards the pious deeds, and stop others from evil, advise others from performing evil deeds, refraining from harmful things. Allah give us tawfiq to refrain from sins and to practice upon the sunnah of beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam.
Beauty of Islam, beauty of Islam, beauty of Islam, beauty of Islam.